Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Did you ever hear the phrase, go with the flow? Does that sound familiar? It's actually a really profound teaching, believe it or not. So often people ask, how do I deal with my thoughts? How do I deal with my mind? Do you know? You could also ask, how do I deal with my feelings? How do I deal with my body sensations? Everything that we experience, whether it's thought, feeling, sensation, energy, comes from the source, originates from the source. What's the source? That's that primal, alive movement that's unknowable, and yet that is what we awaken to. And it has a movement. It is a movement. It is like a movement, like waves. And so we learn how to go with the flow. So, of course, the way to deal with thoughts is not to deal with them. Is not to fight them, but to find out how to go with them, how to let them move, how to let everything move, feeling, thought, sensation. And when you let everything move, then there's no more you in the way. And that moment or that shift is what we call awakening. And then the awakening is the flow. And more or less you live in that from that perspective. Many, many, many people today are having awakenings. Publishers are very busy. And it's made into a big deal, understandably. Because it describes a realm of that isn't struggling. And that sounds appealing, to say the least. Right? But everyone here has had awakening, even if it's just a glimpse. That's what gets you interested in being here, that somehow that taste of, or that glimpse of, or that experience of the source. And once you've tasted it, it's like unforgettable in a way. It's something that clearly is nourishing and fulfilling, and naturally one wants more of that. And that's why we're here. And it's nice to be here with you. I don't know if you've, I don't know why this is coming up for me recently, but the movie Avatar. That really was, I mean, there was something about that movie that really was right on, that we're all profoundly connected. It's really true. And as we go with the flow, as we get out of the way, as we let what's in the way release, we begin to find the truth of that more and more. And when we're in the flow, it is really freedom. It's the point of life, really, is to live from there. It's hard for us to trust. I could probably just end there. Somehow we think belief is going to work that way. But belief is not trust. It just isn't. It's an attempt. It gets you to the door. But trust is that deep wisdom that you are the flow. So even when it's difficult, or when you've lost the connection, or you're in the struggle, something deep within you is okay, knows that it's not permanent. What's that wonderful? This too shall pass. When it's really overwhelming to find that connection to the trust within us. It's not a belief. It's not a intellectual conclusion, but it's a deep knowing. I remember there was a period in my childhood where I remember before going to bed being afraid, what if I forget how to breathe? And going to talk to my mother about it. I don't remember what she said. But I remember that, like, wow, what if? You know, that we learn to trust. I mean, so much of our life we trust and we don't realize it. And so that grows more and more and more into a deep knowing of the interconnectedness of everything. And of the movement of the wisdom of this, of our life. Really, what this is a message about is if you're pushing yourself or you're trying really, really, really hard, ease up. Because it's not in your control. It's not according to your agenda or your beliefs. And as you loosen the grip and as you let go of wanting the security of knowing and being in control, the truth begins to reveal itself, sometimes in little bits and sometimes in giant waves. And that's why humans, for thousands of years really, have found out that just stopping like we did tonight, showing up and sitting, tuning in, getting sensitive, listening, breathing, sensing, can really help facilitate that natural flow of transformation. As long as we don't get caught in doing it and trying to get enlightened and, you know, being the perfect meditator or whatever, yogi. Not that it isn't discovered all the time in every possible walk of life at any moment, which is true, that those awakenings happen when they happen. Coming here can, in a way, resonate that clarity of understanding. Because we are connected. And as you open, as you let go of who you think you are, you begin to feel it, begin to see it, sense it. Not as a belief, but really as a reality. And you don't have to understand it. It's not about knowing it in an understanding way. So the mind really lets go. No struggle is required. And we don't want to be struggling. We don't like it. We really don't. That's why I often say, give yourself permission to let it be how it is right now. It's all being done. We do participate in it. This is where it gets tricky to talk about it. We do participate in, so the question really then is, how do we participate? What is our contribution in the process? Right? And I think it's to be present and open and attentive without holding on to anything, without constricting attention. So it's like you become sunlight that just is radiant by its nature, whether there are clouds in the way or not. You know? That you give, that you bring a kind of sunlight to what's happening. So your perception gets much, much bigger than just your thinking mind up here in your head or in your eye. But it gets much bigger so that you're perceiving with your whole body and your whole heart. You're not just listening in your ears, in your brain, but every cell is listening. Every cell is seeing. See? And when you start to shift that way, you'll start to be radiant. Your perception will be more like the sun. And you can just drop out of your mind if you're there. You can drop out of your head if you're there. And you can actually perceive from your whole body, from your heart, from your energy, from your breath. Experiment with it. Play with it. I'm not asking you to believe any of this. I'm just more like, these are hints. These are suggestions. When I talk about shifting your perspective, that's what I mean. You could also be changing your attitude if you're kind of stuck in your mind in a particular way. Then it's questioning it and giving yourself another option. Because you want to loosen it up. That's how we can participate. We can loosen the whole system up so it flows more easily. Is that helpful? So, of course, awareness of the breath, breathing into the whole body, breathing energy and aliveness, chi, prana, all those practices are breathing energy into the whole body. Help. Can help greatly, actually. Find out how it is when you just offer yourself the permission to go with the flow right now. You know, I used to say let it be, but I like go with the flow because it really is more, it's there's a movement in it. It isn't a place sort of, it's just a kind of comfort. It's why we go to the ocean and why we feel so relaxed there. Most people do. You know, there's something so, you can go out to the beach or whatever and you can be there for hours and go, wow. What, you know, have you had that experience? Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's just this waves, flow, constant flow. Speaks to us very deeply. Our body is in constant flow. Think about it. The blood circulating, the oxygen, all the things. It's constant flow. Let it flow. Then you'll enjoy more. And it is, it's, you know, I have to say it is really, really so nice that we can just get together like this. You know, where we can just not be caught in all of the doings, all of the busyness and, you know,
But I personally, it's a relief to be here for me. And you can feel or you can sense this kind of growing connectedness, this presence, this what we call transmission of the Dharma. It's really all it means is that you're waking up to the flow. And eventually you're realizing that that's where you are. Not intellectually, it's just a real deep relief, actually. It's what we call the end of seeking, the end of suffering. Trust means the willingness to not know what's happening. The willingness to not understand. The willingness to allow what's happening. And to deeply know that it's working. How could it not be?
Hi, John.
Hi.
So I just came back from retreat also.
Oh.
And I had a kind of a shift and it sort of threw me. And so I think I'm okay with not knowing what it is, but it's not quite knowing how to be present for it.
Can you say more about that?
Yeah, so I had an experience in meditation where I felt kind of taken by the meditation and like it had me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And so that was okay. It, you know, there was a part of my mind that was going, what's going on? And I'm going to miss dinner and, you know, just stupid stuff like that. But another part of me was, you know, in that quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I came out of it, when it kind of let me go, I felt I had a big emotional release. But then I felt kind of scared and sort of rattled,
mm-hmm.
in a way that I don't remember feeling before.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to just get myself really grounded,
mm-hmm.
and I think I did okay, but there's still some part of me that sort of feels like my feet aren't quite on the ground yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I feel like maybe I'm trying to overcompensate.
You're trying to have your feet on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I mean about it. I'm not quite sure how to be present with it. Or if there's anything to do or...
Right. Let's sit with all of that right now. Because the answer is not The answer is in the willingness to sit with all the questions. Just now, here. Because what took you is still taking you.
Mm.
And if there's any way to describe it, I would say you're learning to let it take you. Okay, and I can help you with that right now. It gets tricky to not push the river.
Yeah.
To not push the flow.
Mm-hmm.
We get in there and we think we can push it, or we can amplify it, or we can make it better, or, you know, improve it or something.
Mm.
No, we can just align with it as it is now. It knows what it's doing, you could say. But we don't. What is coming up right now for you? What's present for you right now?
I'm trying to relax into it.
And what's happening?
I feel some energy around here.
Okay, in your heart.
Midsection. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A little bit of tightness in my shoulders.
Okay. There, that's better right there. Something was letting go there.
Hmm. Yeah.
We get afraid of opening. I mean, opening can be really terrifying, actually, until you finally go all the way, and then it's you're done. But up until then, as one increases the openness, there can be periods where it's very scary, and then we naturally close up.
Hmm.
We stop it. And then we blame ourselves. Oh, I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
All I can say is that when you are ready, it's going to happen, period. And not until then. But we don't know when that is. You can't orchestrate it.
Now I feel like emotion comes.
Good, good. Yeah, that's good.
I think I always feel like I have to do something.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. I know that. And the good news is you don't.
Finally.
it's a hard one when we're doers.
Yeah.
It's counter instinctual.
Mm.
There you go. Now your heart's opening more.
Mm.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. I don't know if you can tell yet, but...
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that he said a couple times during the week that became my new mantra is, I don't know. How could I possibly know?
He keeps stealing my material. I'm going to give him a call later.
I'm going to trademark that.
Well, it is the truth. And it helps. That's where trust gets cultivated, in not knowing. Beautiful.
It's like a wind trying to blow me over.
Oh, it's, like... I know that. Yeah, that's, isn't that wonderful? Just let it. That's what I call the force. Mm-hmm. Used to throw me off my cushion into the wall when I was a monk. Good. That's great. It's what you wanted. This, what's happening now, is what you've been wanting.
So the only thing is to just let it flow.
Hang in there. What did Betty Davis say, Mark? It's going to be a bumpy ride. It can be a bumpy ride, yeah. It doesn't have to be, but it can be at times. Very intense. But this is, you feel the support here?
Yeah.
That's what this is for. That's what, you know. Go ahead.
I keep feeling like I'm supposed to be more grounded.
Is it true?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly. That's just the fear speaking. You know, that's just the wanting security speaking. The one who thinks they know speaking. There you are. Now you're opening. Now there's profound opening happening. You're not doing it. It's happening all by itself. See?
Yeah.
That's it. This is it. Just keep letting this happen. And you're learning that. You're learning it.
Thank you, John.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Total pleasure. We have time now just to sit a little bit in silence. And then I'll have some things to share at the end, okay? So allow yourself to find a nice, comfy spot. I don't know if you remember or knew of Trungpa Rinpoche, but he founded the Naropa Institute in Boulder, Colorado, Tibetan He really, I think, in many ways brought Tibetan practice, made it well known here in the States. And he said something once years ago, which I thought was great. I think he was giving a lecture to people who didn't really know much about Buddhism or about this sort of whatever we're doing here, this kind of awakening thing, right? And he said, just make sure that, he says, you really want to do this because the bad news is that once you start, you've got to finish it. And sometimes it's rough. Sometimes it's not what you wanted or expected or the way you wanted it to go. And I think he was wrong in one sense, is that I don't even think we decide to do this. I think you are drawn to do it because it is in your nature to find the truth. And we're all here because of that. That's why I'm here. I thought I was going to be a brain surgeon. And we learn over time deeper and deeper and deeper levels of trust as we become transformed. And the truth is, you are becoming transformed, whether you're aware of it right now or not. And even when you're in the midst of your suffering and it's dark and painful, it's very difficult at those times to know that it's working. But it is, actually. And it's an honor and a privilege and a joy, actually, for me to be here with you and to share the space and the journey together. So thank you for very much for being here. I look forward to seeing you soon. And in the meantime, find out how to let it guide you and teach you, because the truth is within. And as Patricia was mentioning, have the willingness to not know, realize that you don't know, but at the same time that something does know. And it is working. So be well and take care and lots of love. Thank you.